This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
That sounds like a vast amount of experience you have had so far. And is there anything else which you particularly enjoy doing in Santa?
I think the best thing about it really is speaking to the other guys on the course, and there's quite a diverse range of experiences. I mean, there are guys here who are already not only just in the building trade, but there are guys here who are engineers. And that goes all the way down to someone like me who has no experience at all, and it's great to be sort of in the same room as all these guys, because you can share information and help each other out, and you can see guys who are when they're wiring things, they've obviously done it before. It can be a little bit daunting to put things together for the first time, but really it's very assuring to be able to do it with people who have quite a mixed range of experience.
That's great. And in that way, Colin, do you have any tips for existing or potential students, perhaps, how they could do better in their training?
People who are thinking about doing it, I would say definitely do it. Obviously, quite a lot of people, when you say you're doing this, you say you're doing training, people think, oh, you're an apprentice or you're at college. And they're quite surprised when you say you're doing it from home, because a lot of people don't think you can do it that way. And I'm almost evangelical about getting people to do it. I think it's just such a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
People who are already doing it, I think it's just a case of focusing, diligent with your studying, just kind of have a little self-belief, because there's so much to learn. And it can feel like a long, long time from when you start to maybe when you finish, especially if you're working, especially if you're trying to fit around your job. If you're already there, if you started or you're in the beginning, stick with it. Because it all makes sense. It all comes together.
But before you came to do your practical training, how did you manage to combine your studying commitments with your everyday life?
Well, it's kind of easy, really. So long as you have time in the day at some point. I mean, if you get up at 5 in the morning and have to drop 2 hours to a 9 to 5 or whatever, that's going to be hard. But most people don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have weekends free as well. Like I say, if you're diligent, I mean, what I would do was I would get up in the morning and study and then go to work, because when I came home from work, I would be too tired to study. So it was much easier to study, then go to work, and do a little bit at the weekend, but also just keep revising the things that I had already studied, keep everything fresh.
And what is the big plan for you, Colin, after you finish your course and become qualified? What are your ambitions? Would you like to set up your own business or perhaps be self-employed? What's the plan for you?
I would like to. I've never been self-employed. I've never worked for myself before, so I think doing that would be, give me some more options. I think ultimately that'd be great, because I don't necessarily want to stay, this far south. I'm from Scotland, so I've got a lot of family back there. So it would be nice to have the options to have a trade where I could move, around the country. Not have to worry about turning up somewhere new and, hit the streets and looking for the same sort of jobs. And I think that's one of the main reasons I wanted to do this, just give myself options.
Mm-hmm.
Have a career. But yeah, I think that would be the end goal.
That end goal and this plan sounds a very good one. And wish you best of luck, Colin, when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Best of luck in setting your successful business. Thank you very much for joining us today, Colin.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.